early morning guy?
Not so much. Not today.
Dante, I wanted to ask you about the meeting last year when you guys played here and were able to win. Just from watching that game and there being a real cat and mouse game early in the game between you and Peyton Manning, you check, come back, you check, come back. Is it fun to engage in that?
I don't know if it's more fun as much as it's tricky. You know, you don't want to be in that kind of fight with Manning. He usually wins with that. But, you know, last year we had a pretty good plan as far as, you know, trying to mix it up and trying to confuse him a little bit. And it kind of showed early on. And in the game, it kind of had him frizzed a little bit. So, you know, hopefully we can do a little bit of that this year, too.
He described you as a quarterback of defense. How long has it taken you to kind of move to that spot? And did you foresee yourself becoming that? And how did you learn? How did you develop the skills to become that?
Just being a sponge, you know, since being here, you know, had a lot of good linebackers in front of me, had a lot of good teachers. You know, Pep Johnson, Pat Graham, you know, Matty P, Mayo, Spikes, you know, had a lot of guys who taught me. And then, you know, coming from a similar system in college, and then just these guys around me, you know, it's easy to kind of, you know, talk to my play, the players and my teammates, and just it's just easier now. You know, they I mean, it's just more of a defensive thing. You know, it's not just one person.
How frustrating was that first game in Denver this year for you, where you were knocked out of the game and they were able to pound the ball?
Very frustrating, but again, man, this is a different game. This is definitely a different team with a different mindset. So, you know, we got a good game plan. We just got to go out and execute it. So, you know, I don't really like to live off of old games, but there's a bad taste in our mouth, and you know, we want to go out and change that.
Do you live off that in the sense that you say to yourself, okay, I'm back in, you're not going to run it like you did last time? You take that as a personal challenge?
I do, but at the same time, I mean, I'm looking at it as a whole different ball game. We're playing something totally different. I mean, the situations, the standards are different. So we just ready to go out there and do what we got to do.
Dante, how much did the 20-day break in between games help you physically?
It helped a lot. I mean, just a lot of treatment with Jim Whalen, a lot of massages. Just doing everything I needed to do to get back, working with H in the weight room to get everything back. So I'm feeling a lot better.
You've never not played in a season in which you didn't play in the conference championship. Am I right? 11, 12, 13?
Yep.
Weird. It's not a lot of guys who do that. Do you ever look at it through the perspective of, my God, this has been a pretty fun career already?
Absolutely. Blessed from the jump. And just you know, talking to Steven Jackson the other day, I mean, this guy's been a great player all his career, and he's just kind of always been on the short end of the stick. And then, you know, just talking to him, and you know, him being as happy and as proud as he is to be here, and you know, for all he's worked for to be here, you know, a lot of guys kind of take it for granted, and you know, this just was kind of a slap in the face, you know, that, you know, we are blessed to be here, and you know, we do things different around here, and you know, that's why we're here, so.
Him around, you know, it's been a month now, you know, but you obviously know what he accomplished in the league, and what has he sort of maybe brought to the room in a short period of time?
You know, I haven't been able to be around Steven as much, but you know, the short time that we do have in the locker room, you can just tell that he brings a lot to that running back crew. And I mean, it's kind of funny just to see, you know, Steven, and it's just a whole different generation of running backs. I mean, this guy's so big, and then you see Lil James and Bolden, and it's just they bring a lot. He brings a lot to the room, and they really look up to him for leadership. And I mean, he's just really done a lot for the short time that he's been here. You know, I feel like a lot of guys look up to him.
You need to put more on your plate now with Gerard out.
I think that's more on me. That's more on everybody. I mean, we know what Gerard meant to us, and you know what he still means to us. But I mean, I think everybody's ready to, you know, step up to the challenge. And I mean, it's not, we've been there before. I mean, guys go down and other guys got to step up. They did it when I went down, when Jamie went down, when Devin went down. So, I mean, it's just part of it.
Stats out there about, you know, run defense with you in the lineup, with you out of the lineup. How much pride do you just take in your run defense individually?
A lot. I mean, that's the number one thing I take pride in is being aggressive downhill run stopper. And that's what I do. That's what I take pride in. So, I mean, it means a lot to me. But as far as the stats and stuff, I'm not big on that. You know, as long as we win, we do what we got to do. We get the W. That's all that matters to me.
What kind of mindset do you have to have this week going back to Denver, you know, a place where you guys didn't have success week 12 and for you personally, where you had that injury? Are there any nerves and how much of the game for yourself is going to be mental on Sunday?
I feel like it's definitely going to be more physical. I think I'm trying to get the mental aspect out of it. I know there's going to be a lot of checks with Peyton. I know that's his game. You can't prepare for everything, but from what I can do, working with Matty P, Bill. I mean, we've got a lot. So mentally, I think we're headed in the right direction. It's just going to come down to execution come game day.
Does Peyton give you more opportunities than, say, other quarterbacks to make plays, undercut routes? His velocity isn't quite what it used to be. He's throwing a lot of picks, and we just see the ball kind of fluttering. Do you guys pick up on that?
We do, and I'm sure Peyton does too. And I'm sure he looks a lot healthier than what he did this past game. And he's still a good quarterback, and I'm sure he knows that we're looking at that too, and I'm sure he's gonna protect that. So we're definitely looking at it, and we're hopefully gonna take advantage of that too.
What's your final question?
What has Gerard meant to you in your career personally?
Just a lot, man. Again, I grew up watching Gerard in college, coming here and. Just sitting down and talking to him after being drafted and stuff. I mean, that meant a lot to me. And then I thought I was a smart football player, but that dude could be a D coordinator right now. So just literally learning so much from him has just really meant a lot for me in my career.
Last question.
How do things change at all for you if Jamie isn't out there with you? And what have you seen this week just in terms of him trying to get himself ready to be able to go in this game?
Well, you already know the answer to that, Jamie. I'll let Jamie answer that one. But just again, man, there's been situations in the year where Jamie's not been there or I haven't been there, and guys have stepped up. You know, Frenny stepped up, Fleming stepped up. Whoever we ask to step up, we're going to count them to step up. And this year, I mean, everybody's done a real good job of that. So, hopefully, Jamie will be out there. But if not, it's kind of the next man up there.
Dante? All right.